This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You need to let it go. Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
No.
No? All right, I won't then. What do you guys want to do instead? This is six signs you
want
need to
say. Want to get back to whether or not you're a scrub?
No.
No?
This is six signs you need to say no more.
Oh, no.
I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of built-in jokes. Six signs that you need to say no more.
So you might be a yes man.
Or a yes woman.
Or whatever.
And
we're cool
you,
with that.
You need to be able to just... You know, flex that no a little bit more.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that I am pretty good at saying no.
Yeah, I was looking for things that I thought, like, oh, this would be a pretty good discussion. This doesn't seem to apply to you as much, but it does apply to me.
Okay.
And the crazy thing is, I was reading through this article and looking at the bullet points. I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. And then I read the example that they gave, and it's about a fictional woman named Annie. And I'm like, well, we got to do this then.
Is this really about you? Is your alter ego a fictional woman named Annie?
I cannot say, because that would defeat the purpose of having the alter ego.
I'm going to add, though, that as somebody who feels comfortable saying no, I practiced it. I kind of met a point in my life where I had the opportunity to rearrange a lot of things. And so the position that I was in to say yes to everything all the time, those circumstances changed and I wasn't in that place anymore. And in the new place, I just said no.
How did you practice it? Did you stand in the mirror, point it at yourself?
No.
Good job. Let me read a little bit from this article. Annie, I kid you not, this is just what
fictional
it says.
Annie.
Yeah. Annie constantly feels overwhelmed by all she has to do. There are so many competing demands on her time.
Yeah.
Family obligations, mm-hmm. social invitations,
yeah.
work deadlines, household chores, community events she'd like to attend,
mm-hmm.
and the ever elusive self-care. She hates to disappoint
kinda,
people.
Kind of rude.
Yeah. She hates to disappoint people.
Is you can you? Tell that she just really doesn't get around to self-care.
Her hair is always frazzled.
It's that deodorant.
She smells. She needs Lumi. She hates to disappoint people. So even though she's stretched too thin already, she finds herself saying yes to every request, need, and invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not you, but that is mm-hmm. a lot of people have trouble with this.
Yeah.
My wife has been in the past one of these people. We've had these discussions. And she ends
up.
Boy,
is it freeing when you get over the hump and you're like, no.
And we're there.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
It's like, no, bye.
But it's just by necessity.
Can I donate some money?
I don't even have money. It wasn't
I'll
through
give it
terrific
to you,
practice. It was just, I don't have any time or anything else to give.
Yes.
So, no.
Yes. There's. I'd give it to you if I had it.
It says that you may end up feeling guilty and exhausted when you can't bring your A game to everything that you're committed to, fictional Annie. And then it asks, can you relate
just call her Fanny.
To fictional Fanny? Perhaps Fanny. You feel too overcommitted, stressed, and like there's never enough time. Are you missing the signs that you need to say no more often?
Well, the thing is that you will empty out. And then you'll go into a deficit, and that deficit falls on somebody. And what I determined about 7 years ago is that it does not fall on my children.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't fall. My husband and I, you can take some blows, but it doesn't fall on your family. And if it's got to fall, you know it's going to fall on someone, you just don't let it fall on them. I'll let it fall on me myself before I'll let it fall on my family. So if I'm empty and I got nothing left to give, something else. Like, I'm sorry that that I'm not able to do it, but I can't.
But have you ever really struggled with this?
Yes.
Really?
Majorly.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, I mean, if you've ever given a lot of yourself to something, and then that thing that you've given yourself to, like a community organization, maybe it's a job or something you volunteered at or a church or something like that. I mean, I've watched people in like PTA or PTL or whatever the school groups are, especially in a Lutheran school. I've watched the most servant-hearted people give everything they can, and by the time they're like supposed to be done with the school, they can't get away from it fast enough. Because you just give until you got nothing left, and then people are like, but why aren't you doing this? It's like, I'm done. Bye.
Yeah, it's interesting because we joined a new church right at the same time as we had our first kids. So we've never really been outside of this church without having kids. And the whole church, it was like 10 families when it started. And one of the things I've heard, not just there, but elsewhere, is that in a church environment, I'm not making this just about church, but it's a good example, that 10% of the congregation does 90% of the work.
Yes. This is a much longer conversation than we have left yeah. here, but we can continue it. But I almost would say 10% is high.
Yeah, I would.
It's like taxes.
Yeah. And so when it was nice, because that was kind of talked about right when we were starting this very small church at the time, mm-hmm. which is now very big, that they make service part of your attendance. Like you don't have to serve everywhere. Just do a little bit so that it's not falling on just the most committed people. And we've grown, I think, tremendously because of that philosophy, because we're sharing the load. Now, we also probably have not said no enough, those of us who are really invested. But I like that this article goes into why it's hard to say no. And you can tell me if you identify with any of these. You want to be liked.
I don't really care about that anymore.
I paused on that one because I knew. I was just waiting.
I mean, no. Well, let me put it this way. I want to be, but I don't need to be.
Sure.
Which, there's the delineation.
It's a big difference.
I'm not out to make people mad at me. I don't want to not be liked, but I don't want to be liked more than I want to leave my family hanging.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, you stretch thin, so something's got
to
give.
I've been trying to get stretched thin.
I'm actually doing a decent job.
You're standing on your toes.
I'm not trying to get taller. Just trying to lose a little gut.
You should try it.
You want to help all the time. Mm-hmm. You want to be easygoing or agreeable. You don't want to upset or offend anyone. You feel unsure about your priorities, or you feel guilty and think you should always put others before yourself. That's all very, very common.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can say no and still do those things.
You just have to apportion yourself properly.
And if you're around people who are making you feel guilty for saying no, they're bad people.
Well, you may feel guilt sometimes, and people don't even intend for it either. Yeah. You just feel that way because I'm letting somebody down. They asked, I can't do it.
You gotta let that go.
You gotta let it go. A couple signs that you need to say no more often. You're exhausted. You're overworked. You don't have time. The quality of your work is deteriorating, and you're unfulfilled. Mm. Maybe you feel angry or resentful,
mm-hmm.
and your health is suffering. That would be extreme.
Yeah.
That would be extreme.
But it happens.
So if you are in this position, like fictional Annie was.
Fanny,
fictional Annie. Then maybe you need to just consider saying no more.
Well, and I will add to that too, though, that if you have to be, in order for me to be fully okay with saying no, I have to know that I don't have it to give. It's not like, oh, I'm cool with saying no, and I go home and watch movies and sit by myself and just serve myself the whole time. If I do have the time to, I give a lot of my time. I volunteer and give a lot of my time. But there's a limit to that. And you also have to, I think the hardest thing for me to do, and I've got four kids, they're in a million different things, to understand that I need family time outside of all the obligations, and that amount of time that I have left in their childhood to do that is so small that I'm not going to regret missing it. I'm just not going to.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to prioritize yourself in the same way. I'm happy to hear that your wife is on the other side of that. It's harder for women than men.
It has taken a while, too, but I think she's getting there.
Is there more to this?
There can be.
All right. Stick around. Let's talk to Darren LaHood when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.